Welcome to Here's to Your Health with Joshua Lane. Here's to Your Health discusses the current thinking in wellness, bringing you the most influential thinkers in beauty, fitness, and longevity. Your host, Joshua Lane, was part of the Dr. Ann Wigmore team that helped bring wheatgrass, sprouts, and raw foods to a worldwide audience. And now the host of Here's to Your Health, Joshua Lane.
We're back. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Here's to Your Health. I'm your host, Josh Lane. And calling in from Europe is one of the regular contributors to Here's to Your Health, Scott Tips. Scott is the president of the National Health Federation, and Scott Tips has been working for, maybe it's more than a decade, maybe it's a couple of decades now, protecting the rights of consumers around the world with the important work he does for the National Health Federation. It's amazing, really, how much one person can accomplish, frankly. Sometimes you get a little discouraged. You think, oh, I can't really do much of anything. But no, you really can if you really put your mind to it. And Scott Tips is one of those people. Scott, I very appreciate you calling in about the National Health Federation. And as always, I'd like to ask you, please fill us in. What's happening now as far as National Health Federation protecting our rights?
Well, having just returned from Chicago, Josh, I can... take some delight in announcing to your audience, the first announcement of all, that we played a key role, the National Health Federation played a key role in stopping zilpaterol, which is a harmful beta agonist drug given to food animals, from being approved as safe by the Codex Commission. Hmm. Well, this particular committee, we stopped it at step four, and despite the strong efforts of Merck and a lot of its regulators it has in its pockets. And this is a very harmful drug that's given, an unlabeled drug that's given in animal feed. In other words, you and I wouldn't know that it's in the food. We would just have to eat it. And it's widely used throughout the world, unfortunately. But what they were trying to do is get the stamp of approval by Codex, which would mean that it would go into every crack and crevice throughout the world. So we were, along with the European Union, Russia, India, and others, quite successful in stopping it. Now, this doesn't mean that it stopped forever, unfortunately, because sort of like Winston Churchill said, victory is never final, so we'll have to fight it again at the commission level this July in Rome when the commission meets there. Now, remember, maybe your listeners do remember, but the commission is the parent body for the various committees that decide. So the committees do the spade work. And then at various stages, usually two stages in the life of developing a standard, it goes to the commission or before the commission for consideration. But usually it's pretty much rubber stamp approval. But in this case, we had a very sympathetic chairman at the committee level. He played fair, even though he works for the FDA. And we were able to win. And get this, Josh, Merck was so angry because they had been so certain of success. They were so sure they were going to win. I bet they probably had a little party barge off of Manhattan Island like the Clinton campaign to fire off all the fireworks and celebrate the election of the president, a new president. But in any event, they were so angry at us. They were so pissed off at NHF because we were the most vocal about it. You know, even the European Union caved and said, look, we think the Codex science on the is accurate and says it's safe, but for our own policy reasons, we aren't going to accept it. So we were really the only ones to say, look, it's not safe. We don't care what the Codex science says, it's wrong. Industry studies don't equal safe or safety. And so we were quite vocal at shutting it down, spoke out repeatedly and very strongly to the 250-some-odd delegates there, and Merck was so angry at us that they went up and smeared our name to the Codex Science people. It's called JECFA, the Joint Expert Consultation on Food Additives, and said, look what they're saying about you on social media. They're calling your stuff junk science. point the finger at us. So that what happened is I got dressed down during the luncheon break by the chairman for calling it junk science, which of course it is, and we've been calling it that for 10 years at least. And then I didn't know this at the moment it was being said, but after lunch I was on the phone in the out in the hall, and so I didn't hear that the JEGFA secretariat, the FAO, WHO guy, actually, was publicly condemning NHF for having called it science, junk science, and saying, no, we are the real science. And I came back in to find great applause to this guy for having said that. It was almost like religious adulation. It was really strange because I find it very incongruous that for people supposedly dedicated to science, it's like when the JEGFA secretariat speaks, it's like Moses bringing down the tablets of stone from Mount Sinai. You know, he just sort of has them there and we're supposed to accept everything. And it just really is amazing.
We're chatting with Scott Tipps, the president of the National Health Federation and the chief spokesperson for the National Federation, Health Federation, as far as protecting consumer rights. So, Scott, once again, for the listeners, what was the name of the medication that animals get in their feed that you felt was dangerous that Merck wanted to promote? What was the name of that medication?
Zilpaterol, Zilpaterol, and it's 125 times more potent than ractopamine. What it is, it's a steroid-like drug that they give to cattle, also to turkeys and pigs and that sort of thing, at least in the case of ractopamine. But they give it to bulk them up sort of Arnold Schwarzenegger style. So mm-hmm. they get more muscle and less fat. And they make about, when they give ractopamine, they make about $3 to $4 more per animal once they go to slaughter.
Wow.
But it's inhumane to many of the animals. Some don't suffer ill effects, to be honest, but many do. They die earlier, they have their hooves fall off, they have cardiac remodeling, but not for the better, for the worse. There are all sorts of problems like that. And then what happens is, on this, Josh, is that because they have to give this in the animal feed, in some cases, others they do an implant, but they have to do it so close to the time of slaughter that there's a large residue that's in the meat that you and I then eat. And if you're eating beef, if you're eating pork in the United States or Canada, you can be pretty sure that you're getting dosed with some ractopamine or zilpaterol every time you eat that, unless it's organic meat.
Well, that's pretty serious. Now, Scott, what you're doing is excellent work, and I'm actually very happy to have you on the show on a regular basis because of the excellent work that you and the National Health Federation do to protect consumers. Now, this sounds pretty stressful because every time we speak on the phone, and you're a regular contributor, it seems that you've been able to sometimes defeat the big money people, the big pharmaceutical industries, big agribusiness. But sometimes we suffer a defeat. The consumers suffer a defeat. And so how are you able to pick which topics that you want to focus on? How does that work with the National Health Federation?
Well, we have a limited budget, so we can't do everything that we'd like to do. For instance, we didn't go to the Pesticide Residues Committee meeting also in April because we just couldn't be two places at once, and we didn't have the big bucks that were required to get us over to China mm-hmm. for that committee meeting. So we missed that. That would have been our chance to attack glyphosate. But this committee meeting in Chicago, Illinois, was a lot closer to home, a lot cheaper to attend, and we thought we might have a chance for success, and we did. We actually won, and it's not the only victory we've had this year. You know, we've actually had a number of good things go our way. In March, we submitted, these written comments in favor of this proposed rule by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services on protecting statutory conscience rights in healthcare. You know, this is where you can opt out of vaccines and mandatory vaccines and the like. In March,
Scott, can I jump in here? So on the vaccine thing, you know, there's an issue that really kind of frightens me, how we're forced to have vaccines, which are, a lot of people don't realize this, it's the only consumer product I can think of in the United States where you have no right to sue the manufacturer. You cannot sue them. I mean, if your Toyota breaks, you can, because the brakes aren't good, and you have an accident, you can sue Toyota, but you can't sue a vaccine manufacturer, and that seems wrong, and most people really don't know that.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And it's a shame. It came from the 1986 Vaccine Injury Compensation Act that was passed by Congress, signed into law by Ronald Reagan. And it was because the vaccine industry was threatening to call it quits, not provide any more vaccines if they didn't get this kind of protection. Well, the problem is that it really hasn't worked, because over 97% of the people seeking compensation through the compensation adjudication panels there are turned down flat. And it's been a real tough ride for people who have had children, especially, who have been vaccine injured. And so we have started at NHS a campaign to repeal this act, and we hope to go move that forward. But I'll tell you something, Josh, since you and I last spoke on the radio, our website was badly attacked and taken down, and it's still down as of this moment. So if people tried to go to our website, they wouldn't get very far except to find a landing page that then refers them to our sister site with the NHF UK.
Right. Yes. Yeah. I went to the NHA UK site, because your site was down. Now, Scott, who would do this? I mean, who would do this? I mean, you know, it seems. Well, I think people listening to the show sometimes think, oh, maybe these health guys, they're kind of making this stuff up. But you really, National Health Federation, is going after some very, very big money organizations, and they really have a lot of political clout. They get away with stuff that's actually legal, frankly.
Right, and they don't like us very much. In fact, where I left off on the story was at the Codex meeting in Chicago, was that the Merck guy came over and chortled in my face and said, "None of these delegates like you anymore. None of them. Ha, 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 ha." And then he went running off. And then I found out later he had shown a photo on his smartphone to the Codex Secretariat and said, "Look, there's a picture of you with Scott Tipps. Boy, this doesn't look good." And you know, just juvenile stuff. But it goes to show the mindset of these people. And yes, they could do things, and it could be people like them. Now, to be fair, we don't know. They could just be standard bots, you know, going through the internet trying to look for weaknesses and attack after attack after attack. But they come from all over the world, and they seem to be very professionally done. And it did compromise our PHP files, so we had to take it down just so we wouldn't run the risk with our members and other, you know, legitimate visitors who are coming to our site. We didn't want to run any risk of having them take home, a compromised file of their own. So we took it down. It's been down for a while, but it will be up in a few days, actually. We hope to have it up by Thursday, so by the 24th. And so we'll see. But yeah, we've made a lot of enemies. But you know, there's that old saying, if you aren't making enemies, then you aren't doing anything right. You know, you have to make some enemies to if you're standing up for something.
Well, that sounds good. For those of you tuning in, we're speaking with Scott Tipps, who is a regular contributor to the show, and I'm thrilled to have Scott on the show on a regular basis, of the National Health Federation. Scott, we only have a few minutes left. Can I ask a favor? Can you please just give us a little two-minute wrap-up of the vaccine work you're doing for the National Health Federation?
Well, our main work was in Italy on that, but it's shifted now to the U.S., back to the U.S., I should say. And it really is focusing around getting rid of this 1986 Vaccine Injury Compensation Act that has been such a burden and has let the vaccine industry just have a license to print money because they know they can't be sued.
Right.
And once they get their vaccine on the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention list of accepted vaccines, then they know they'll make $1 billion off that.
Right.
And then that gets added to an increasingly lengthening list of mandated vaccines for young boys and girls, for infants really, who have compromised or actually immature immune systems and can't handle this. And the ones who are most susceptible tend to be the vaccine injured ones. And it just has got to stop.
Yes.
It can't go on this way. The injury rate is just skyrocketing.
Right, right. So we are speaking with Scott Tipps. We run out of time. Scott Tipps, really an amazing educator, helping prevent all sorts of bad things happening to us as consumers. Scott Tipps from the National Health Federation. I would urge you, listeners of Here's to Your Health, please, when the website comes back up, go to the National Health Federation website. Please become a member of the National Health Federation. They're doing excellent work. I salute Scott Tipps, who really is doing remarkable work. This is Josh Lane, listening to Here's to Your Health. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back after these important messages. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Here's to Your Health with Joshua Lane. If you have any questions about the guests or topics discussed tonight, please give us a call at 818-707-0005. That number is 818-707-0005. This is Josh Lane. On behalf of the cast and crew, I would like to wish you a healthy and safe good evening.